This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, Roman Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, anybody who's listening on the airways, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media, coming to you live from the very gray and almost about to downpour bunker in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. I'm filling in for Bradley today, and if you'd like to join us online and stick to the topic, we're going to be talking Bundy Ranch update, and we're going to have a special guest coming on in the second segment to give us updates, and she'll be with us through the rest of the hour. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, stick to the topic. We don't do Chinese buffet here. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Media and also Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1. And we're happy to have you with us. There's a lot of stuff that's still going on in our country as we are literally fighting for the future of the country. Now, I'm old school. When I speak of country like that, I'm obviously speaking in terms of the nation itself, the joining of the 50 states, the alignment of them. But I'm very much old school. South Carolina, to me, is my country. That is, you know, if there's an invasion in South Carolina, I want to be one of the guys to help defend that. If there is tyranny against South Carolina, I want to be one of those guys that defend that, much like the guys in the Confederate Army. Many of the generals defended their country, which was their state, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever it was. And that's how they viewed things. That's how I was raised, was to view my state as my country. And so when we look at whether it was the Articles of Confederation, which was our first constitution, or we look at the United States Constitution as it is now, it was a joining together of the states for a common goal. And those things were to preserve things for them and their posterity. So some of what we're going to talk about with our guest is going to be very much tied to that. Because many people are very misinformed as to what took place at Bundy Ranch, what led up to that. Some people have even written me and said, Bundy's getting what he deserved. He wasn't paying this. He wasn't doing that. And they just don't understand. They've listened too much to the narrative that's been spun out of whether it's the White House or Harry Reid or any of these media outlets. And so we're wanting to set that record straight. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, the government's case against the first, I think it was six defendants in the Bundy Ranch trials resulted in only two men being found guilty of a couple of things. But nobody was found guilty of the conspiracy charges against them, which was the government's main thing. And in fact, I did a story on that a couple of days ago. And, you know, part of the issue was, you can find it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, following torture of Ammon Bundy, attorney chides the court over speedy trial violations. And there's the documentation there of the jurors, the verdict forms and how they had listed them as not guilty. And then that had been marked out, but guilty was not checked. So, now they're pushing to retrial those guys. They're actually taking people like Pete Santilli and the Bundys and trying to push them back into October or September. Now, that gets them close to being 2 years in jail before their day in court. It's pretty close if they push them back that far. And this seems to me to be a clear violation of the Sixth Amendment, right to a speedy trial. These guys had hurt no one. They brandished no weapons on anybody. They didn't inflict any harm on anybody. There's no violent crime that took place or any of that. And so you need to keep that in mind when we talk about these things. These are men who didn't hurt a soul. Yet a tyrannical BLM killed cattle, threatened American citizens, violated the First Amendment by setting up a free speech zone, threatened protesters, which they're supposed to be protected under the First Amendment. It doesn't matter if they're armed. That's a right that's supposed to be protected under the Second Amendment. And just an abundance of crimes that are created or committed by the BLM. And yet the courtroom wants to keep the BLM out of the courtroom. The court wants to do that. They don't want any scrutiny over the BLM at all. And yet, that's part of the problem. The real crime here has been committed by the BLM, both in Oregon, across the western states, Midwest, and in Nevada. There was no crime that was really committed by those at Bundy Ranch. You had people standing up, and then they had the right to protest their government over what was taking place against these family. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the second segment. I also got some news. We're going to talk about the potential Donald Trump delegate who he was arrested back last March, Jerry DeLimas, and the judge has rejected his change of plea from guilty to not guilty. And so that's coming up as well. And so they're saying they're going to sentence him as well. So keep that in mind, these things, when we talk to our guest here after the first segment. A couple of things on sonsoflibertymedia.com. High school seizes yearbooks because of "build that wall" student quotes and other controversial comments. If you don't see the socialists taking over, if you don't see the Nazis, and that is really what this comes down to, this censorship of saying things that are tied to a political opposition, you need to wake up. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, angry dad calls out San Diego school board. When did you decide that it was okay to teach my children about Islam? Well, when did they decide it? They did it without anybody's approval, but sadly, parents continue to send their kids to public indoctrination centers. On the other side of the break, Deb Jordan from Guerrilla Media Network is going to join us. We'll talk Bundy Ranch. Stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, please stick to the subject, 1-866-582-9933. On the line we have, from Nevada, Deb Jordan, who is with Guerrilla Media Network, as she is co-host of the Pete Santilli Show. And, Deb, I really appreciate you joining us today to give us some update on it. I hope things are going well for you out there.
Things are going well, Tim, and thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you doing that because I know that you're right there at ground zero as to what's going on. And anything that I'm putting out basically comes from you or Mr. Knowles sends me a couple of things every once in a while. But, here recently we've had this issue with the torture of Ammon Bundy over a shirt on his bed. And then we got this news coming out about denying DeLimas a change of his plea from guilty to, I guess, not guilty. And we've got Pete's attorney filing this issue where there's the violations of a speedy trial that the court seems to be engaging in. So let's take each of those things one at a time. If you want to add some things to that, let's talk first the issue of what happened with Ammon Bundy. You want to enlighten the audience to that?
Okay, so, you know, most of the people who follow what's happening here know that, you know, Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy did a protest inside the facility where that ended them being put in the hole for 40 days, right? So as soon as they get out of the hole, just a few days, a couple of days, they're targeted again by one guard. And it was for Ammon having a T-shirt hung on his rack, which all the guys around him also had their T-shirts hanging on racks. It's a common practice in there. Most of the guards overlook that kind of thing. And, this guard decided he was going to target Ammon because they knew they can get a rise out of Ammon. Ammon doesn't like unfairness. We'll just call it unfairness. And he realizes he's being targeted. He said himself he's not a very good prisoner. so they targeted him, and it just escalated to, you know, Ammon trying to reach for the T-shirt to get it back from the guard, because if he didn't have his T-shirt on in the morning, that means he would get no breakfast, and it would just be a mess the following morning, right? So, and Ryan came over to, in defense of his brother, and they actually took Ryan out first because he, you know, he reached for the T-shirt too, and he brushed up against the guard, and the guard called in an assault, and it was happening. And so they came, the enforcement team came down, they roughed Ryan up a bit, and they kind of left Ammon alone at that point, but Ammon asked if he could look out and see if his brother was okay, because, you know, I mean, they use force. They're called an enforcement team, you know. And so one thing led to another, and Ammon was also taken down to the hole, and they roughed them up as they were doing it. And that's what enforcement teams do inside these prisons, you know. They have one objective and one objective only, and that is to clear the area of any kind of threat to an officer. And they don't care what the particulars are of it in the moment. So they get him down there, and Ammon is, ends up in a shower stall, a 3x3 shower stall, which is about a regular size, I suppose. But he's handcuffed and shackled inside this area. And, you know, when they came to him and asked him, you know, told him that if he would comply and be good, that, you know, they would take him out and put him in his cell, and he refused. And it's Ammon's protest. It's the kind of person that he is, just on principle, just on the ground. And he ended up spending 13 hours in there before they sent another enforcement team to get him out. And, you know, we've had a lot of criticism about Ammon being defiant and about him being bringing these things on himself. And he does. He is defiant, and he does bring them on himself. But Ammon is based in principle. It's the principle of the thing. It's them targeting this man every single day, he and Ryan. And I stand by his protest. I stand by it.
Sure. Well, and let's remind the audience of this. Both of these men have already been acquitted of almost identical charges in Oregon that they're facing in Nevada. They've not been convicted of one thing. They are, at this point, innocent of any wrongdoing. And to be treated like this, I've had people write emails and write comments and say, Bundys are just getting what they deserve. They didn't pay this. They didn't do that. And we can get into some of that, because we know that what they did was they took the route that the Constitution says. They started giving money to Nevada, not the federal government, because the BLM wasn't doing what they're supposed to be doing in the first place. They were letting things go. But we've got to remind people, these guys have done nothing wrong. They haven't been proven to be criminals in any sense of the word, and they've been sitting in jail for well over a year. And now we're getting word that the prosecution is wanting to retry the guys that they just they couldn't come back with the verdict on, four of them. And even maybe bring these other guys in who did have a couple of charges they were found guilty on. They want to bring them back in, and they want to push Pete and the Bundys and some of the other guys back almost to September or October, which would it starts pushing them into almost 2 years being in jail before they even get their day in court.
That's correct. And Mel Bundy, he just got, I know you probably haven't had a chance to see this, Tim, but he was just denied on his motion for a speedy trial again. And they basically say in here that he has absolutely no right to a speedy trial at this point. They rule these kinds of cases complex in the beginning. And they actually say in this document, in the court document, and you can find it on Brianna Bundy's page if you care to look, that on her Facebook page, that they can detain him up to 5 years without trying him. That's what the government's saying. They're saying that these guys have no right to a speedy trial. Pete has a motion in for a speedy trial. They also say in this document that these guys are filing frivolous motions that also hold up you know, them being able to go on trial faster. So it's just one thing after another. They're wordsmithing. They're getting around the Constitution. They're saying that, you know, that the Constitution doesn't apply here. So, I mean, these are the kinds of things our guys have been facing since day one, since they've been incarcerated, beginning in Oregon and now in Nevada. And we have absolutely no recourse. There's, you know, we've tried and tried to do everything that we can, the right way. You know, now they're minimizing, our guys, you know, as saying that they're filing frivolous motions. I mean, listen, we're talking about these guys going by the book here and using what resources they have. They have a right to file motions. And now the prosecution is saying, you know, oh, it's too much, you know, it's too much. And it's been that way from the beginning. And Pete has won a motion in, and we fully expect for it to be denied also.
Okay, yeah, and for people who are just saying, oh, you guys are making a big deal, nobody follows the Constitution, then why do we have it? I mean, the Sixth Amendment is clear. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right of a speedy and public trial. They do have rights. The government's just saying that because the government that's running things, as Bradley says, is not an American government. It's foreign government. It's not the government that was established by our framers. Part of the Sixth Amendment also says they have the right to be confronted with witnesses against them because why? They've got guys like Daniel P. Love who isn't going to – the court isn't going to allow him to come in there. And this guy was running the show there at Bundy Ranch. We know all kinds of stuff about him, his misbehavior, his – I mean, some of this stuff is just very striking. And even his conversation with Pete that we put out from Bundy Ranch where, you know, he's saying, well, I'm lawful in what I'm doing. And Pete kept referring to the Constitution, and yet what happened? That guy just said, well, I've got a court order, and that's all I need. I mean, that's to me, that's like the whole Nazi concept of I'm just following orders. Now, Deb, we're going to have to go to the break here in just a second. So when we come back, let's pick that up. Let's talk about Jerry DeLimas and any of these other things that are new that are coming out. People want to hang on. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I got my head all over the place here. Filling in for Bradley today, and if you want to call in and you have a comment or a question for Deb, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. Also want to let you know, before we bring Deb back on, Bradley's article is out, Enemies Within, Rewriting American History. It's up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, before the break, Deb, we talked a little bit about what was going on with Ammon, some of the prison issue, and some of the other things that are going on. And let's talk a little bit about what's come out here recently, this issue with Jerry DeLimas, who was arrested last year. He was facing 9 counts, and he made a plea of guilty. Can you tell people what's going on with him this week?
I can. Jerry, when he was first arrested, the FBI came in and they threatened Jerry. And that's his whole premise for asking, to be able to, to pull back his guilty plea, right? So, he was threatened that his son would be arrested if he didn't comply and take a deal. He was also threatened that one of his dear friends, one of his best friends, would also be rounded up. So it really frightened him. Of all the people that they have rounded up so far, of the 19 defendants, this guy is probably the least culpable. Jerry did not show up on the scene at Bundy Ranch until the day after the standoff, which would be April the 13th of 2014. He stayed on private property. He had absolutely nothing to do with what went on down in the Wash or with the BLM. And still, they threatened him so much. He was under so much duress. And he even told Judge Gloria Navarro, I believe it was Judge Navarro, the court, that, if he agreed to this and that if he signed this plea, that he would be committing perjury, and would, is that how the court works these days, right? And she said, not necessarily. So Jerry ended up signing it. And then as he, as time progressed, he realized that, you know, they had completely duped him and scared him, needlessly. And so he is trying very hard. He tried very hard to get that repealed, and it just didn't work. And they're not going to let him out of it, as they're not going to let any of the guys who made very quick decisions to plea bargain. They're not going to let any of these guys. They're not going to let any of these guys go. They're going to sentence them. So Jerry's sentencing here in Nevada will be on May the 30th.
Now, did he plead guilty to all nine accounts?
He did.
Okay. And would you say that maybe because he was a co-chair of Veterans for Trump in New Hampshire, that that might have played into this as well?
We wonder a lot of things. I spoke with Jerry a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I told him, I said, Jerry, is it even possible that they could have confused you with someone else that was there? And he said, yes, anything's possible at this point. We don't understand it. We don't understand why Jerry, above all people, was targeted and picked out when so many people weren't. There's so many people that walked away from this, and why they honed in on Jerry DeLimas. It may just very well be that he's associated with the Trump campaign, but we have no way of knowing. We may never know, since he's not going to be going to trial.
Well, speaking of people who walked away, who were right there in the midst of it, and there is obviously some questionable things that came out from this person, the head of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, was there, and he has yet to be picked up. And he was, we have actual photographs of him on the ground. He's armed. Not that there was anything wrong with him being armed and being on the ground there. But he's a pretty high profile guy. And, I know you called that out a while back. It's funny how this guy who's staying on somebody else's property has really nothing to do with any of this. It's just lending support. And then you have a guy who's right there in the middle, and well, I don't want to say too much, but we know for a fact that some things came out from Rhodes that just weren't true. And yet he's right there, but he's not been picked up either.
He hasn't, and we wonder about that. And also, he has lent no support whatsoever to the Bundy family. And, you know, people need to know that Stuart Rhodes was there on April the 12th, 2014. He put a call out for Oath Keepers to come, and that's one of the reasons Jerry DeLimas made the decision to be there. So, yeah, we wonder about that, and as we all should, because a lot of these people, a lot of these politicians, a lot of these Oath Keepers and sheriffs, that and people like that who came to Bundy Ranch to lend support and get, you know, time in front of the camera are nowhere to be seen anymore. So, you know, and we're kind of floundering here and struggling to gain the support that we need. But, you know, people across America are paying big attention to this, and, you know, we get the support in the end. But some of these people who were there, you know, I don't understand it. I'm very sad about that and very confused about that. And I wish some of them would come back around and step up. You know, we could use them in the courtroom. We could use them standing on the front lines down here. And they're just nowhere to be seen. And I don't want to call them cowards, but, you know, I mean, you know, take it for what it is, I guess.
Well, yeah, the actions speak louder than words. What about Sheriff Mack? He was there. Have you heard from him at all?
I have been in touch with Sheriff Mack, and I know that Sheriff Mack is going to be a key witness coming up. And so he has a, you know, he's being kind of quiet, I think, so that, you know, he doesn't do anything to jeopardize his testimony. So we'll just leave it at that.
Sure. No, that's good. I'm glad that he's going to be a part of that. I think that's a pretty key witness and testimony there. Now, what else has happened maybe in the past couple of days, something that I might have missed besides the DeLimas issue?
Well, there's all kinds of things happening. They are having a sit-in of sorts. A camp has been set up across from the prison out there where these guys are being held. And there's some good people on the ground there. There really are. And, you know, they've raised a ton of money in support of legal fees. And so, you know, we are I went out there yesterday and spent some time out there and talked to some folks. And it's, you know, I mean, it's just American people coming there to say, you know, this is just ridiculous how far this has gone, how far it continues to go. And our guys have no relief whatsoever. You know, I mean, they're actually on the inside. The marshals are talking about, you know, first they were talking about getting rid of all of the guys and sending them off and dieseling them, which means put them on a bus and nobody knows where they are until the 25th of May, which is when they have their calendar call. And we'll know more then about when and where and how the court has decided to rain down some more tyranny on us and let us know, you know, what they're going to do about these trials that are coming up. And, you know, that's just basically what's happening here. I know on Tuesday the 16th that Jeanette Fennicum will be coming with horses, and a lot of people from the area are coming with their horses, and they're going to do a ride around the compound. Jeanette Fennicum will be riding LaVoy's horse, Mr. Fennicum's horse, and it's I think it's great support for the guys. They love it. They cheer them on. They just love the idea that people are out there standing for them. You know, as long as we can keep the rhetoric down, right, and nothing is said that jeopardizes our men, then I support it. I'm all for it.
Right, and we talked a little bit about that there's among every group of people, whether they support or don't support, there are peaceful people and there are people who just get hotheads and they don't think before they speak or before they act. And that's where people have to reel in their emotions, because they see an injustice done and it makes all of us angry. We're all angry about the injustice that's being done, not only to Pete, but the Bundys and all these other guys who are there. You know, one of the things before we go to break, and we'll do it at the end of the show too, if people want to help in any way, or if they want to write these guys and encourage them, the links, they can find the links. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you look up the story, Following Torture of Ammon Bundy, Attorney Child's Court Over Speedy Trial Violations, at the bottom of that, there's two links. One links to you guys at Pete Santilli Show, which is thepetesantillishow.com/donate. And that not only helps Pete, but it also helps Deb provide a house there in Nevada for some of these, the wives and the children who are coming in. And we have people donating money and food and supplies, all these kinds of things to take care of them while they're, you know, their loved ones are being on trial. So, you know, this is a demonstration of love. Bradley often talks about showing our love by our deeds, not just saying we love you, but doing it. You guys are doing that out there. So if people want to support that, check out that article at the bottom of it. You've got the links to where you want to go, and you can help support those who are coming in to support their loved ones. And you can also help some of these men by just writing them an encouraging note. And right before we break, I just want to let you know, I finally got that envelope with the pictures the kids did for Pete back this week.
I'm gonna
get that address and send it back out to you so you can get that to him. But we're gonna go to break. Final segment, Deb Jordan will be with us, and we're gonna talk a little bit about what's going on with Pete. So hang in there.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0745. 24/7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. We are on the line with Deb Jordan. She's the co-host of the Pete Santilli Show, and happy to have her on and giving us some update there from Nevada. Deb, let's talk a little bit about what was going on. You were making mention, and I was speaking about the article that I used with the documents that you had provided. Chris Rasmussen, who is Pete's attorney, he had filed this motion over the speedy trial violations. And can you elaborate on that a little bit for our audience and kind of say where he thinks things are going to go with that?
Well, he knows that it's going to be denied. So at this point, we are filing motions because we understand that you never know which way a jury is going to go. So these are these motions are filed because we know that, first of all, like I said, they're going to be turned down. We know that they are. But they're for appellate reasons that we tried, to get the court to listen, you know, about the speedy trial rights that these men have and the rights of Pete Santilli himself. And they just keep getting ignored and denied. But in the future, God forbid, they will come in very handy. We know here in the state of Nevada that the Ninth Circuit Court is very liberal. It's a very liberal court, and it's like Dan Love told Pete Santilli on the ground, go ahead and send it to the Ninth Circuit. You know, they love us there. And he was speaking on behalf of the BLM back 3 years ago. So it's an uphill climb. But, you know, these guys are tough, right? And no matter what happens, they're going to fight all the way to the end for their freedom. They will. And we know that. And so these motions that we file are not frivolous. The court knows that they aren't frivolous. And I personally find it insulting that they call them that. This is the course of justice that unfortunately we have nowadays, it's our only recourse, is to file a motion, and now they want to shut that down too. They want to belittle that too in this court. We have hashtags out there. I would just love for everybody to look up the hashtag Google Dan Love. You're going to find out all kinds of information about Love, Dan Love, and also hashtag Gloria Navarro is corrupt, also hashtag not guilty in Nevada. So those are places where you guys can find. We try to hashtag a lot of your articles, Tim, that come out, so they'll be in that grouping, and you know, you can find out all kinds of information that way. These hashtags are very helpful.
Okay, yeah, that's good information too. One of the things that Rasmussen wrote was the government's response makes it clear they do not want Santilli at their retrial. He had to face contact with Daniel Love, which would make it more difficult to keep Love hidden in a trial with Santilli present, as alleged in count 7 of the indictment. Now, what is he actually saying there? Is he saying that in a retrial they would want to bring Pete as a witness in that?
In a retrial for the first group, no. What he's saying there is this, that Pete petitioned the court to be put in with the first group or have all of the guys put together in the first group. And a lot of the attorneys have done exactly that, including Clive Bundy, you know, because of the speedy trial right that they have. Chris Asmussen gives the court a great way to fix this thing and make it fair for everybody. And we expect for that to be denied. But mostly what he's saying there is that, you know, the reason the prosecution doesn't want Pete in this retrial or wouldn't want Pete in this retrial is because they would have to call Dan Love. Sooner or later, Dan Love is going to be called to the stand because their whole case against Pete Santilli, who in that also you will see, is the only one who ever spoke to Dan Love personally, and Pete was very smart in putting that out and recording it and putting it out there on the Internet so people could hear exactly what he said to him. And they're going to have to call Dan Love because if they don't, they have no case against Pete. They have none because Dan Love is the reason Pete's on trial right now. And it's not because that Pete did anything wrong. It's because Pete called him out and exposed him. And this is the way the BLM and Daniel P. Love and Daniel Bogden and Stephen Myrie and Gloria Navarro and Harry Reid get their payback, because Pete was on the ground and he exposed them for what they really were. Pete's the one who actually literally asked Dan Love about killing cattle, about tearing out infrastructure, and Dan Love lied on recording, and Pete put it out there. And this is payback for Pete. So we know that there is no way they're going to get through the next guy without calling Dan Love to the stand, and they don't want that to happen with in this first trial. They don't want it to happen.
Yeah, I get that. And I've done a report. I found a story from like 2010 where there was a BLM agent came out to a married couple who was they had mining rights and to the resources of the land. They had the permit and everything. And the BLM agent at that time told them, our authority supersedes the Constitution. So there is a lot of chips on the shoulders when it comes to the BLM. And I talked actually to the man, the husband at that time. They're now divorced. And a lot of that, he told me, came from stress over everything that went on concerning that whole situation. And so we know the BLM are very heavy-handed. We've seen the videos of them actually destroying property, which is something even the Hammonds didn't do. I mean, they burned grass, but they didn't destroy any property. We've right. got the videos of that. We've shown how they violated the Constitution with these First Amendment zones and all kinds of other things. And so we see the crime, who's actually the criminals here, and it is the BLM. They are acting criminally. In fact, they're the ones acting so criminally that the FBI was backing off, the local sheriffs were backing off because they said, you know, you're doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing. But we're running out of time here. I appreciate you joining us. And what I want to do is give you a last couple of minutes here. Tell people about the My Sister, My Heart and some of the ways that they can help some of the guys there.
Okay, terrific. My Sister, My Heart is what we've named the house. And we rented this house in January, getting ready for the trial that began in February. We've housed women and children from all over the country, and when they come in, for the guys that are on trial, family members and close friends, approved friends of our defendants. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's solely supported by the community, by people like your listeners today. And they can go to thepeaceandtillyshow.com/donate. And just in the note, when you donate, make sure that you just let me know that it's either for My Sister, My Heart or for Pete Santilli personally. And I'll make sure that the funds get to where they're supposed to be. We have an accountant who takes care of all of it, and it's just a great thing. We have forged friendships and become very strong through staying with one another, supporting one another, and it's really nice, Tim. And I know that you've been here when you came to Vegas. You came here and you got to see the house and spend some time with everybody. And it's just good people supporting one another. And we try really, really hard to keep them protected from the media and keep them, or us, I guess I'm part of, you know, this whole thing. It's just a great safe haven. It's a great safe house. And we really need support to see this through because the government, as you see, is prolonging this and pushing it out, and they're just going to keep these guys incarcerated as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. If you have the means of supporting even a little bit, go to thepetesantillyshow.com/donate and, give whatever you can to help Deb do what she's doing there. It is a form of ministry and taking care of those people who are coming in, and also, you know, help with the defense there for Pete. I mean, this is not something that's just for Bundy Ranch. What these guys are standing for are constitutional rights. They're your rights and my rights. They're standing for against a tyrannical federal government who is usurping the Constitution to grab land, which the Constitution says they have to obtain through the state legislatures. Deb, we're out of time, but I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope maybe next week we can maybe get Pete or some of the guys on to kind of tell us what's going on the inside, maybe fill in some other things like that, and we're going to have you back on the show too. Thanks for joining
us. Okay, thanks. Tim, thanks a lot.
Okay. And Bradley will be back tomorrow in just 23 hours for 2 hours. Till then, see ya.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.